Proclamation number 2345, dated the May 24th, 1942. Jesus Christ was dedicated to God body and soul. Jesus Christ's body no longer opposed its soul. It demanded nothing for itself than the soul wanted, which had completely united with the Spirit. This was the state of Jesus, the man, when he had accomplished his act. It was a state of utter dedication to God and total renouncement of everything belonging to the world. His body, being entirely spiritualized, was totally independent from the earth and its laws, i.e., the spiritual substances of his human body had merged with those of the soul and effectively subordinated themselves to the Spirit's will, which was most closely united with the Father Spirit, and thus the earthly body together with the soul became one with the eternal deity. This fusion was so extraordinarily significant and entails such far-reaching consequences which the soul is incapable of understanding as long as it hasn't found the union with God itself. It was an act of immense self-denial, profoundest love and boundless dedication to God. The soul of Jesus, the man, simultaneously grew its external shell, the body, into the sphere of God's emanation of love, and both his soul and his body were permeated by God's spirit of love, by his strength and his light. Jesus, the man, was full of strength and light. He was powerful and wise, and every creature obeyed him. The whole of creation complied with him, for God was in him in all fullness, since neither the soul nor the body offered him resistance any longer, and this boundless dedication also resulted in God's boundless activity. Now it was God himself who manifested himself in everything Jesus did and said. God's love takes hold of everything that hands itself over to him. It permeates every creation as soon as its inherent spirit does not offer any resistance to the divine love. Wherever this resistance is removed, there can only be the love of God. Therefore, since God is love, God can only be where he finds no opposition resisting him. Everything of God is divine as long as it offers no resistance. Only resistance turns God's creation into something external to him until it relinquishes its resistance of its own accord. Jesus, the man, was utterly devoted to God and thus no longer external to God but fused with him, thus one with God, and therefore totally transfigured, because the union with God is a state of bright light. And when Jesus Christ passed away from this world, he took his body along with his soul into eternity, for nothing adhered to him anymore which required further development. Both body and soul were perfect. Every spiritual substance was so inclined towards God that it was permeated by God's light and love, that it was like God, because it had completely united with the eternal deity. Amen.